Please be seated. The late service on Christmas Eve is, let's just say, sometimes an adventure. It's that way for a variety of reasons. Families have been together all day celebrating and are, let's just say, are more spirited than other times. But mostly it's because we have a number of visitors who have never been here before, and many of them just aren't sure what to expect when they come here. About 9:30 on Christmas Eve, a young man came into the church. He saw me in my vestments, and he asked me, "What kind of church is this?" Now, I will fully admit, it was 9:30 at night. I was about to officiate my fourth service of the day, and I was exhausted. So maybe my answers to his questions weren't as patient or pastoral as they could have been. But I told him this was an Episcopal church, knowing that that really wasn't the answer he was looking for. "Well, what do you believe?" he asked me. "Really?" I thought to myself. I didn't say that out loud. "But really?" So instead I replied, "Believe about what?" "The Holy Spirit," he said. "I'm all for it," I replied. "What about speaking in tongues?" And I briefly answered my opinion of that, that it was for a special thing at a special time. But having been raised in a fundamentalist religion, I could tell where this conversation was going. And frankly, I neither had the time, energy, or the desire to deal with it. So after he asked me a few more test questions, I simply said to this young man, "I would be happy to have this conversation with you any other time, but now. I'm really pretty busy getting ready for the next service. So if you want to know what kind of church this is, why don't you just come and see?" Come and see. Such simple words. And while I may not have intended that invitation in the same way that Philip did in today's gospel text, they are, for me, words at the very heart of the story of Jesus. Throughout all the pages of the gospels, there are men and women, Jews and Gentiles, rich and poor, powerful and vulnerable, people of all shapes and sizes and varieties who encounter Jesus. And to each one, in one way or another, he says the same thing. Come and see. Come and see God do a new thing. Come and see your future open up right in front of you. Come and see the grace of God made manifest and available to all. Come and see. Such easy, warm, and hospitable words. Unless, of course, it's 9:30 at night on Christmas Eve. But you see, not only are they hospitable words, but they're also very important words. See, I'm afraid that we've turned this thing called religion into nothing more than statements about what we believe, or perhaps more accurately, what we're against, just like my young visitor was wanting me to do. But folks, that's not what it's about. We are not called to cram our faith down another's throat or question their eternal destiny or threaten them with hellfire if they don't believe as we do. Instead, at the heart of the gospel is simply an invitation to come and see. To see what God is still doing in and through Jesus and the community of disciples who have chosen to follow him. In today's reading, it's helpful to remember that just earlier, John the Baptist has testified that Jesus is the Lamb of God, the one appointed to take away the sin of the world. And so he instructs his disciples to go follow Jesus. Several of them do, including Andrew, but who also finds his brother, Peter. Jesus then comes to Galilee and invites Philip, who perhaps also was one of John's disciples, but we don't know. But he lived in the same town as Andrew and Peter. He invited them, "Follow me." Philip not only does, but he also seeks out Nathanael to invite him to do the same. And even in the space of those few verses, We have folks that run the gamut from eager to downright skeptical to the point of being offensive. And yet, each is invited, some by Jesus, others by another, to come and see Jesus and eventually to follow him. And that's the part of the story that continues to this day. In response, some will take up the invitation and follow, while others might be puzzled and confused or simply don't believe or care about Jesus' offer. And some will not only follow, but will invite others to do the same. Because it's not about how many questions you can answer about your faith that matters, but rather the reality that you found something, even if you can't put that something into words, that's worth committing to because of the meaning and wholeness it brings to your life. Now, I don't know if that young man stayed for the service on Christmas Eve. I kind of doubt that he did. But I can look around this room this morning, and I see a whole lot of people who have uttered those simple words to another, "Come and see." And I can look around this room this morning and see a whole lot of people who are here because someone has said those words to them. Come and see. They really are simple and warm words, but never underestimate their power. They can create curiosity and excitement and gratitude and purpose. They are an invitation to come along and be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And we ought to recognize that when Philip uttered those words to Nathanael, those words changed the world. Because it's the idea that this thing we call church depends greatly on ordinary, everyday Christians summoning the courage to invite someone to come and see what they've already found. Because that same Spirit who descended on Jesus at his baptism is still working and walking among us. The same Spirit that inspired Philip and Andrew, who overcame the skepticism of Nathanael, is still offering all kinds of people all over the world an invitation to come and see the grace of God. It's an invitation with a purpose, a good and great purpose. It's an invitation to come and see so that our lives might be transformed, so that the one we follow might change us and our world, and make it more holy and good, more full of love, and more full of hope, where we can come and see God's hand at work in a very broken world, and where each of us who seek to find more from life can come to begin to find some answers. God love you. Amen.